Study: Transgender suicide risk doubles after gender-affirming vaginoplasty. By Alana Mastrangelo on March 12, 2024. Men in California who remove their genitals via transgender surgery later try to commit suicide at twice the rate as before undergoing the surgery, a study found. The overall rates of suicide attempts doubled after vaginoplasty, or the removal of the phallus, penis, and simultaneous construction of a vagina-like opening, the study found, even while recognizing that our rates of psychiatric emergencies are high both before and after gender-affirming surgery. Researchers examined data on 869 men who received a vaginoplasty and 357 women who received a phalloplasty in California from 2012 to 2018. According to the study published in the American Urological Association's peer-reviewed Journal of Urology, the study found that 22.2% of those who received a vaginoplasty and 20.7% of those who received a phalloplasty had at least one ER or inpatient psychiatric encounter during the time in which the study was conducted. Although the overall proportion of those experiencing a psychiatric encounter was similar between the vaginoplasty and phalloplasty groups, suicide attempts were more common in the vaginoplasty group, the research revealed. The study also discovered that if there was a psychiatric encounter before the patient had undergone surgery, the rate of a psychiatric encounter occurring again was 33.9% for the vaginoplasty group and 26.5% for the phalloplasty group. The research went on to point out that although both the vaginoplasty and phalloplasty patients have similar overall rates of psychiatric encounters, suicide attempts are more common in those undergoing the vaginoplasty procedure. In fact, the vaginoplasty group's rate is more than double that of the general population, the study said. Those undergoing the phalloplasty procedure, meanwhile, had an attempted suicide rate similar to the general population, the study reported. Related, watch, Oli London says the church played a huge role in giving comfort and the inner peace he needed to begin the detransition process. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and X/Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.